waste your time trying to be a go-getter. Things will get worse before they get any better. You know there's always somebody playing with dynamite. But I don't worry about a thing, 'cause I know nothing's going to be all right.
I Don't Worry About a Thing, Mose Allison, Addison Farmer and O.C. Johnson on the 15th of March 1962, an early Atlantic recording by that trio. In April, it'll be Billie Holiday's centenary, so if you have a favourite track by Lady Day, then do get in touch. All contact details on the Radio 3 website. But now, until next week, from me, Alan Shipton, it's goodbye. And here on BBC Radio 3, it's time for Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
Hello! On today's show, a special birthday concert featuring saxophonist Bobby Wellens, recorded at the inaugural South Coast Jazz Festival at Shoreham-by-Sea. But first up, from a brand new collection celebrating the music of West Side Story from a jazz perspective, here's Dave Brubeck and his quartet with their take on Leonard Bernstein's Tonight. Dave Brubeck with Paul Desmond, Eugene Wright and Joe Morello bringing their own brand of swing on the Bernstein classic Tonight from the landmark American musical West Side Story. Brubeck's quartet, along with Cal Tjader, Stan Kenton, Oscar Peterson, and a host of other familiar names, are included on this compilation entitled West Side Story, Jazz Impressions, Unique Perspectives. Out now on L Imprint via the Cherry Red Records label. Next up, a sextet led by Matt Anderson, celebrating the lesser-known compositions of American saxophonist and composer Wayne Shorter. The group is aptly named after a Shorter composition and hence called the Wildflower Sextet. Here they are with Blues for Wayne.
Thank you.
Blues for Wayne from the Wildflower Sextet, which is trumpeter Laura Jerd, Alex Monk on guitar, Jamil Sheriff on piano, Sam Vickery on bass, Sam Gardner on the drums, and leader Matt Anderson on the tenor saxophone. The album is called Wildflower and released on March the 9th on the Jelly Mold Jazz label. And if you're in the mood for more music from these guys, the Wildflower Sextet are in the midst of a nationwide tour and play Northampton Contemporary Jazz on the 26th of February and Birmingham Jazz on the 27th. In March, they play Leeds, Liverpool and Sheffield, so check out the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website for more information. Next is the turn of pianist Mark Edwards, whose band Clogs we recorded at this year's South Coast Jazz Festival. And we will play highlights from that very special set next month. And at the same festival was British tenor great Bobby Wellens, which we've got coming up later on the show. So before we get to our concert set, something from Mark Edwards' fine album of 2013, featuring the voice of special guest Leanne Carroll. This is Enough to Be on Your Way.
So the sun shines on this funeral, just the same as on the bus. The way it shines on everything that happens here on earth. And it rolls across the western sky and back into the sea. And spans the day's last rays upon this messed up family. So long, old pal. The last time I saw Alice, she was leaving Santa Fe with a bunch of brown-eyed Buddhists and a kid of Chevrolet. And said they turned her out of Texas. Yeah, she burned them down back home. Now she's wild with expectations on the edge of the unknown. Sing it, oh, it's enough to be on your way. It's enough to cover ground. It's enough to be moving on. Home, build it behind your eyes. Carry it in your heart. Among your own. They brought her back on a Friday night, same day I was born. We sent her up a smokestack, yes, and back into the storm. She blew up over the Zen One Mountains and spared herself at last. The threat of heavy weather, that was what she knew the best. Oh, it's enough to be on your way. It's enough to just cover ground. It's enough to be moving on. Oh, build it behind your eyes. Carry it in your heart. Safe among your. On a Sunday, an hour before the sun, had me watching the headlights out on Highway 591. Till I stepped into my trousers, till I pulled my big boots on, I walked out on the mezzanine and I stumbled on this song.
Enough to Be On Your Way from pianist Mark Edwards, featuring the big voice of British jazz diva Leanne Carroll. The album is called In Deep and out on the Quiet Money label. Leanne plays the Barbican on the 27th and also plays the Pizza Express on March the 8th as part of the Steinway Piano Festival. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, on FM, online and on digital radio. Scots tenor legend Bobby Welland celebrates a substantial birthday as last month he stepped into his 79th year. Often referred to as the musician's musician because of his sensitive, melodic and tasteful approach on his chosen horn, the tenor saxophone. He without doubt ranks in the highest echelons of jazz musicians ever to come out of the UK. Born in Glasgow, he received a good grounding on the saxophone and in music theory from his father and later joined the RAF as a musician. After that stint, he cut his teeth on the Scottish music scene before moving to London in the 1950s. He worked in several bands, playing with other newbies like trumpeter Kenny Wheeler, and as a member of drummer Tony Crombie's band, met pianist Stan Tracy, with whom he would go on to have a long and fruitful musical association. His contribution as the tenor saxophone voice in Tracy's classic Under Milkwood recording of 1965 is a towering highlight. Wellens has continued to make high-quality music throughout his career, leading his own bands mostly in the quartet format. He has collaborated with and brought many fine artists to the fore in his own groups, including Pete Jacobson, Andrew Kleindert and Spike Wells. In 2012, Wellens was featured in a documentary that centered around his life and quartet at the time, called Dreams Are Free. Bobby Wellens continues to be in the contemporary mix of the UK jazz scene as a leader and special guest soloist, and recently recorded the Culloden Moor Suite with the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra. Before we hear our special birthday concert, let's have a listen to an interview with Kevin Legendre, who caught up with Bobby Wellens on the day of the recording at the first ever South Coast Jazz Festival, which took place at the end of January. Here's Kevin.
Mr. Wellens, a pleasure to be talking to you at this very special time. You're 79 years young.
Yes, thank you. I certainly am, yes. It's my opening gambit now in all the gigs when I say I'm delighted to be here. But at my age now, I'm delighted to be anywhere, wherever one can end up.
But your output as a recording artist and also your touring schedule, your gigs, don't suggest that there's any drop in your energy levels at all.
No, there hasn't been. I'm very fortunate, actually.
But is it the music that keeps you going and that keeps you fresh? Because looking at you on stage, you seem to be reveling in it.
It's just a passion. It is passion, Kevin, and we all love it. If you're working with the absolute best, it's an absolute thrill, really. It is. It's great. I mean, these guys tonight, they're just the best you can play with. Just wonderful. I love it.
So talking of tonight's gig, It's a fantastic band with Gareth Williams on piano, Sam Burgess on bass, Martin France on drums, and Jeff Simpkins on alto sax. Yes. How long have you been working with them?
Oh, Jeff, I know I've been working with off and on for years and years. We've done some wonderful tours together, really nice tours. He's written nice tunes as well. So we have known each other quite some time. The one guy who's not here tonight is Spike Wells, of course. You know Spike. But Spike and Jeff and I and Mark, we've all worked together a great deal. And not so much with Gareth, but off and on with Gareth. Sam, when he was first coming around from college, I used to do a few things with Sam. And Martin, because Martin was associated with Ken Wheeler, wasn't he? Quite a bit. So I'd done a few things with Martin there. But outside of that, I don't see a lot of them.
But the empathy between you and Jeff, that tenor and alto combination, the two reeds, is very strong. Is that something that you particularly like, having those two saxophones together?
I like improvising together with other people. There's something really nice and strong about doing such a thing. We've even sort of introduced maybe one or two choruses or three choruses where we're all improvising, like, together. Sometimes it can sound a bit off the wall, but sometimes it can sound really good.
I think Off the Wall is definitely good for a jazz musician, but you come from the big band era as well. That's a very important thing.
I started in the big band era, that's correct.
How do you think that really shaped your feel for the music, being part of a section, having all these other instruments around you, being part of that orchestral setting with a big sound?
Well, you're absolutely right, Kim, because you have to work as a team. I mean, when you stand up and do your solos and things like that, that's an individual thing. But as a team, you do learn the discipline of working together. I had a great time. The last 3 years of the big bands, I had the most wonderful time. Weren't married, no responsibilities, earning real money. It was absolutely wonderful. And you know, the thing was that all the Scots boys in the band, I don't think they're alive now, they used to look for the cheapest digs. And sometimes they'd sleep on the bus. Now, you're talking about middle of winter, and you'd get up in the morning and everybody looked like death. And I was passing one of these AA hotels, you know, 4-star, and I just popped in because I thought, I need a wash. And I talked to the manager, you know, he was at the concert. He said, oh, fantastic gig. I said, incidentally, what's for a room for the night, you know, with a bath and all that? 10 shillings. I thought, I've got 150 quid in my pocket here. Why am I just sleeping on this bus? They wouldn't talk to me for months. They said, so what were you doing? I said, I'm going to that hotel. We used to go on the road. And they say, hotel? 10 shillings a night, the hotel, you know. Why are you sleeping on the bus? I said, because I don't sleep in the bus anymore. So as I say, we all fell out for a wee while because I was like a traitor, you know, going to the 4-star hotel.
You were the posh boy.
Yeah, that was the thing.
These days, Bobby, you live in Bognor Regis. You live by the sea.
Well, we've lived there for nearly 45 years as a married couple, but Isabel's been there since she was a kid, a toddler, really. She came down, mum and dad, they were both Scottish, came down from Glasgow, and ended up in that house, which we ended up in.
How does that environment, the sea, being close to nature in that way, how does that affect you as a creative being, as a musician?
It's a good question, because I'm very fond of the sea. My mother's side were fishermen originally, and I think there's a bit of that there, where my granddad was a fisherman, and he ended up a sort of bookie, but he was a fisherman as a young man. My mother's from Montrose in the northeast coast of Scotland, Angus County, really. So, yes, I think the sea's in the blood, in the blood.
Because here we are in Shoreham-by-Sea at the South Coast Jazz Festival. You must feel very comfortable in this environment.
Absolutely, yeah. I did a thing here with Bobby Worth, the drummer, about 3 or 4 weeks ago. It was a lunchtime thing with a very good piano player. It wasn't out-and-out jazz. It was kind of an entertainment thing, but it was really enjoyable. And that's the first time I'd seen the rope tackle. And when I saw it and they said, oh, this is where the festival's going to be, I thought, just right. Not too big, not too small, nice warm room, good staff, people who are really keen to make everything work for everybody. They're really nice people.
And one of the highlights of the set was the piece The Promised Land, which was a beautiful Latin number. Mm-hmm. And Latin music has featured prominently in your career. You recorded that brilliant album, Birds of Brazil.
Oh, yes.
Back in the 80s. When did you first start taking an interest in Latin music?
I think I've always had an interest in Latin music. My mum was a dance band singer, and my father was a lead alto in the dance band. Now, those were the days when in Argyle Street, there was the Argyle Cinema. There was only one film, the main film. And so there was a show band between the gap and the next time they're going to show the main film. She was a singer, he was the alto player, and then they broke away and started a double act. And they were on the point of moving to London because this agent really liked what they'd done. He was fantastic. I don't suppose I'm supposed to say this, but he could play anything from a condom to a musical saw.
Well, that's what I call skill.
But he really was. He had that acumen for picking up instruments. He was just a wonderful intellect, very intellectual guy, and a great jazz player. And she was a great jazz singer. They really were. And they were on their way to London when the war broke out, Second World War, because they'd been asked to go down there and perform down there. And I'm sure they would have done extremely well and been very successful, but it didn't work out.
There was definitely a great atmosphere tonight. From the moment you and the band walked on, you could tell that the audience was really with you. They were really engaged. I was sitting at the back and everybody in my row was really heads forward, bodies moving, very, very focused on the music. And presumably that's the kind of thing as a musician, especially a musician with your experience, you can really feed off that, that energy.
It's so important, isn't it? I have played to a room of two people who I'm not more interested in flying the air. But no, I know a lot of these people here tonight, and they're real jazz enthusiasts, and they're obviously from the Brighton area as well as surrounding districts. But I do know them, and they're very warm people, and the support is absolutely fantastic. And without that, there's no joy really in the whole thing. You have to have fun. They have to have a lot of fun all the time. As much fun as possible. Life's too short.
Well, I can see you doing that. I can see you keeping on having fun for many years to come.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah, I don't know if my chops will last out. But I'll keep on having fun. Thank you, Kevin. It's very nice to speak to you.
It's such a pleasure, Mr. Wellings. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a fabulous, incredible, joyous 79th birthday. And from everybody at Jazz Lineup, keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Cheers.
Bobby Wellings in conversation with Kevin Legendre. And now to the concert set, recorded at the Rope Tackle Centre in Shoreham-by-Sea on January the 24th, and features Bobby with Jeff Simpkins on alto saxophone, Gareth Williams on piano, Sam Burgess on the double bass, Martin France on drums, and of course playing the tenor saxophone, Bobby Wellings. The band opened their set with Happy Talk.
Thank you. Happy talk. This next piece of music was inspired by my all-time favourite. His name is Clifford Brown, and he passed away at a very early age, unfortunately, in a car accident. I was fortunate enough also to speak to Sonny Rollins at a much later date, who really couldn't get over it. It was one of the reasons why he also lost his confidence in playing, he was explaining to me. So I've written this one with Clifford Brown in mind and Glasgow connotations. It's called CUCB.
Thank you.
this next competition of mine, I've always been fortunate, as I mentioned. When the Americans came over, I befriended Zoot Sims and Al Kahn. They were the most wonderful men, fantastic musicians, great players, but the sense of humor was unbelievable. And so I wrote this piece of music really with them in mind. It's called The Promised Land, and if there is a promised land, they'll be there. And in actual fact, I'm born of a father of Jewish extraction from Minsk in Russia, actually, the original family. And my mother was from the northeast coast of Scotland. So the compositions are a sort of cross between Have a Nagila and Will You Stop Your Tickling Jock? This is The Promised Land.
We'll be right back. This is called Dizzy's Blues. in France playing the drums, out in France. Sam Budge's playing the double bass. Gareth Williams playing the piano. Jeff Simpkins playing the alto saxophone. Thank you all for your encouragement, your enthusiasm and your support, which enables our good little guys to continue to fight the good fight. You're not finished with the music yet. Next half to come. I believe it's fantastic. Thank you.
Tonight's concert set, that was Dizzy's Blues, played by the Bobby Wellens Quintet, recorded at the Rope Tackle Centre in Shoreham-by-Sea on January the 24th. And for more information on all the titles played on tonight's programme, check out the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, on FM, online and on digital radio.
Floating through the breeze, you're dreaming, caught in a haze. Sunny eyes, clear blue skies, floating as the world is seeming, in a sideboard gaze. High as low, stop, go, far, slow, wise, meaning, front, back, tight, slack, white, black. Thank you.
Emily Saunders and Residing from her new recording. And Emily is gathering momentum in the press right now with a musical approach reminiscent of some of the 80s divas, Basha, Sade, Corinne from Swing Out Sister, mixed in with an improvising ability influenced by horn players. The new album is called Outsiders Insiders and is launched at the St. James Studio in London on March the 17th. Well, that's almost the end of this week's jazz lineup, but there's plenty more jazz on BBC Radio 3 with Geoffrey Smith's Jazz tonight at midnight, and Jazz on 3 on Monday night with Jez Nelson at 11. This week, Jazz has Transatlantic Improvisers Bureau of Atomic Tourism performing at the Vortex, exploring the space between jazz, rock, noise, and electronics. And on next week's jazz lineup, a special Scandinavian-themed program with a performance from Norwegian musicians Marius Neset performing in duo with tuba player Daniel Herskedal. But to finish, a re-release from the completely unique multi-reedsman Rassan Roland Kirk of the album Other Folks Music from 1976. This is The Arrival. Until next time, from me, Julian Joseph, bye-bye.
The Arrival by the completely Rasan Roland Kirk off his album Other Folks, ending this week's edition of Jazz Lineup. The programme was produced in Glasgow by Sushil K. Dade, presented by Julian Joseph, and if you'd like more information about the programme, you can go to the page on the Radio 3 website. And Jazz Lineup is back next Saturday at the same time, 6 o'clock. Well, a very good evening to you. Welcome along to BBC Radio 3. This is Ian Skelly here to guide you through our programmes tonight, which includes a tour of a young man's social life in the 1950s, captured on a ferrograph tape recorder, which ended up in a charity shop in Streatham in South London and was bought by a record producer, Dan Carey, who became fascinated by what the recordings revealed, including a poetry reading involving some very unusual texts. And his search is the subject of our experimental radio series tonight, Between the Ears. The spools of the Simpson ferrograph roll again at 9:45. But now, with the time at 7:30, it's time for Radio 3 to go live in concert, and it's to Manchester we head tonight to join on stage Petrock Trelawney.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. A warm welcome to the Bridgewater Hall, where the BBC Philharmonic are on stage and ready to begin this Saturday evening concert under the baton of chief guest conductor Jon Storgårds. Later, Ralph Vaughan Williams, writing just before the First World War and during the Second. To his irritation, his Sixth Symphony was often referred to as his War Symphony, listeners hearing the grim turmoil of conflict in the work's grand and sometimes violent scoring. The Lark Ascending looks back to a very different England, untroubled by the devastation of World War I. It'll be played this evening by the violinist Guy Brownstein, who'll also perform a concerto written during the First World War by Delius. Born in Bradford, Delius was an inveterate traveller, Florida, Germany and France, places where he spent much time, and Norway, where he befriended Edvard Grieg, who was to become a great mentor to the young English composer. And it's with Grieg's music that we start our programme this evening. In 1905, he orchestrated four of his solo lyric pieces, piano pieces originally, and named them the Lyric Suite. They start with an evocation of a shepherd boy, then comes a swaggering march based on a traditional Norwegian walking dance. A nocturne comes after that, and then the famous March of the Trolls, those key figures in many a sinister Norwegian folktale. Well, the BBC Philharmonic are led this evening by Yuri Turchinsky to conduct Grieg's Lyric Suite. Please welcome our conductor, Jon Storgårds.